When Nami Davis Jr. is the drummer. I smack the bass. That's about all I do.
I'm sorry, Rick. Brain fart. So, new album. What's going on with this? We just heard Yellow Jacket.
It came out the beginning of July. Put a lot of effort into it. It has our album that we had before, Wet Sounds, the six tracks that were on that album.
We're actually listening to that in the background.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Wet Sounds. Yep.
All those six tracks that were on Wet Sounds are on this new Permanent Wave, plus other tracks that we've recorded in the last several years. It's got a bunch of originals, a bunch of covers. The one that you just played was a cover by The Ventures, Yellow Jacket. And we're very proud of it. We put a lot of effort into it. The cover is beautiful. It's done by an artist from Paris, excuse me, Bruno Turpin. And he allowed us to use his painting.
It looks great.
Thanks, and it goes great with the title, Permanent Wave, because we're all riding the permanent wave, aren't we?
Yes. It appears to be somebody surfing a tsunami on
the
cover.
Exactly, yep. Exactly.
And you got new shirts with a kind of the same, no, there's not a surfer on it, but a big wave.
Right, a new design for a t-shirt.
Very cool. What do you want to hear next from the album?
Can you spin an original? Let me see.
Boogie Boardwalk.
Yeah, Boogie Boardwalk. That's also on this new compilation, Gnarly Surf Volume 1 on Bongo Boy Records. Just was released about 3 weeks ago.
Gnarly Wave,
Volume 1.
Now, what are you saying that album is nominated for a Grammy or?
Oh yeah,
it's been. Go ahead, Jamie.
It's been submitted, Jim.
Submitted for a Grammy, which I don't believe is nominated.
So it's a surf compilation.
Yes,
submitted for a Grammy. It's, so we'll see.
It's for the category instrumental compilation, and that's what it is. You know,
that's what it is.
It's great stuff. All right, so we're gonna hear an original. This one's Boogie Boardwalk, Tsunami of Sound on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That one's Boogie Boardwalk, Tsunami of Sound. And yeah, we were just talking about, you usually have what do you call your, I call them go-go dancers. What are they?
The Cameo Girls.
The Cameo Girls. They haven't been with you in a while, or will they be coming back?
Oh yeah, we'll have them back, definitely. We'll
definitely have them back, yeah.
They make us look good.
Yeah, we need them.
It would be good. Now, you're saying Boogie Boardwalk, the song we just heard, you're going to make a video for it? You're going
to
get
this?
Yeah,
we're really hoping to. We're thinking of a green screen and unusual images, but with the go-go dancers. And yeah, that'll be our first official video. We have a ton of videos on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/tsunamiofsound.
Yeah, that's so. All live videos.
Check it out.
The people that made this Gnarly Wave CD also made a mini video for promotion, and it has like 10-second snippets of every song. And along with those snippets, they have video. So for our particular tune, Boogie Boardwalk, they had some people walking on the boardwalk, but they speeded it up quite a bit to match.
Can you find that on YouTube?
Yes. Is it on YouTube? Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah.
So they speeded it up?
Yeah, they speeded it up when people were walking on the boardwalk to match the music.
Oh, cool.
So they have, for every song, they have like a 10-minute snippet, and they have a little piece of video for it. It's pretty good.
That's pretty great. Nice. Who else is on that album, the compilation?
There's one band local that we know very well called the Spy Tones. They're from up in the Gardner area. We've played with them before.
Cool.
There's us, of course. There's Susan Surftone, James and an Enigmatic Light Band, Commercial Interruption, Blue Wave Theory, which we know, Agent Octopus, Gar Francis, Steve Ledunsina, Jenny and the Felines, the One Eaters, Dylan McGuire, Nolan Void, and the Turbosonics. And some of these bands we know and we've played with before, so
yeah,
it's pretty good, actually.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah.
I hope you get the Grammy.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So what have you guys been up to as far as playing out? You guys busy?
Yeah, pretty much. We've been playing a lot. We just did a crazy show at a place called Opus up in Salem. It was a burlesque show, but it also had oddities, like people that were sticking metal in their arms.
Oh, no kidding. What was the burlesque?
Eating.
What were they called?
Slaughterhouse Sweethearts.
Slaughterhouse Sweethearts.
Oh, no kidding.
They're going to be in Cambridge soon, right?
They do shows in Boston and Cambridge.
Yeah, at the Oberon Theater for two nights starting September 11th.
Right.
Tell them to come on in. I don't know how that will come across on the radio, but it will entertain me.
Yeah, it was great following burlesque dancers, too.
Sure.
It was a first for us.
And
while we were playing, it was, everybody was dancing. And then the burlesque dancers come out a little bit after we start playing, and they started
Any nudity with this burlesque?
Well,
pretty close to it.
Pretty close. While we were playing, they were twerking while we were playing, and they came up with this term,
what is
surf
that?
Twerking.
What is that?
Twerking to surf music, you know? It was like
is that the thing they do with their butts?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
They were
yes.
all doing that.
Marie can do that.
Oh, yeah. It's great to see Marie again, too.
It is.
We haven't
it
seen
is.
Marie in a while. But so when that was happening, of course, me on drums, I played a little faster.
Yeah, Rick gets a little excited when he sees the girls dancing.
That's definitely great. And but you guys are doing Rap Beach.
Yep.
Yes.
That is, when is that? That's October 1st?
Yes. We play Saturday night at 7.
Oh, cool. I'll be there Sunday, but... yeah, I'll be there Sunday. Well, I'm sure there's gonna... They'll be filming that, so I'll be able to see you.
Very cool.
Good.
Yeah. I think they'll be filming all the performances, so I'll be able to see you, even though I won't be able to make it for your show, but
okay.
I'll be there in spirit.
We played a few other amazing... we played a few exciting shows over the summer. We played Fenway Park.
Wow.
Yeah.
On
Yawkey Way on Fenway Park.
July 5th, before the game. We were on Nesson on the pre-game show.
How did you swing that?
Rick knows somebody that knows somebody.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And we also played at the end of June at this big tiki event, Ohana, Luau by the lake.
Lake George.
Lake George, New York.
Well, that sounds beautiful.
That was amazing.
Great. That was great. So they had other instrumental bands there. And it's a whole weekend. They have room crawls where people set up, you know, different tiki things or bars in their rooms, and they do room crawls and have all kinds of other events going on all weekend. It's great.
Sounds like a blast.
A blast up there, and we played outside in the afternoon up there, poolside.
Sounds great. We're speaking with Tsunami of Sound here on MFO, and they have a new album, Permanent Wave. Let's hear another one from the disc. What do you want to hear, guys?
How about the next one? How about Pull Toy?
Number three?
Yeah.
Pull Toy. Right on. Here we go. Tsunami of Sound on MFO. WMFO in Medford, Tsunami of Sound, brand new from Permanent Wave. That one is called Pull Toy. Pull Toy. What kind of pull toy?
I don't know. We just thought of a kid's pull toy. Then that's what we used it.
Sounds good.
I think we were maybe thinking of one of those ones that makes the noise.
Right.
You know, when you pull it.
Loving the guitar in that one. And that's original.
Yeah, it is.
It's all David.
It is.
Good job, David. Well, it's not all David. All the instruments are excellent.
Yeah, no, we all kind of put that together ourselves. The one previous to that was Boogie Boardwalk. That was basically a riff that Jamie came up with and brought to rehearsal, and we just built on that. So we all add, you know, something to the song.
I added the chord sequence A to G.
Yeah.
Good job, Rick.
Thank you.
Whenever we got stuck, Rick came up with it.
Right.
He's always
Thank
good
you,
in
Jane.
A pinch. He's always good in a pinch. What do you want to hear next? Something from the new one?
You guys pick one.
We're sitting here with Tsunami of Sound.
How about Blue Fonda?
If you have a question for the guys, 855-915-9636. Blue Fonda, number 6. Is this one original?
It is.
Yes.
Totally. How many originals out of there? There's 14 songs.
7 originals, 7 covers.
Nice. So, yeah, let's try and get through the originals today, you know?
Okay.
Right?
Great.
Number 6, Blue Fonda. Check it out. Tsunami of Sound on MFO. Music bed keeps ending at the inappropriate times, like right when I go on, it's ending. Yeah, fun stuff. That was Blue Fonda, Tsunami of Sound, Permanent Wave, brand new from them. Good stuff, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We had a lot of fun making that.
Before we forget how you can pick up this album, cdbaby.com. / Tsunami of Sound, one word, or go to our website, tsunamiofsound.com, and it's on iTunes also.
And we'll be spinning it right here.
Thank you, Brian and Marie.
Thank you.
Now, what I want to hear, what I just discovered, you guys did the Cantina Band song from Star Wars.
Right.
That's on here. Oh, I love that.
It's because we've played at some Comic Cons, and there's obviously a lot of Star Wars nuts fans there, and
You've played at a lot of Comic-Cons?
Yeah.
Like how many?
I don't know, maybe five.
Really?
Four or five now, yeah.
They're just into surf music?
We just get hired to play. Like, we did one where Adam West, the old guy that played Batman,
was there.
And we did a few songs for him. We played the Batman theme and, you know, our own stuff. And then, you know, he came up on stage and answered questions from fans.
I know, cool. Rick has mentioned Adam West to me. I didn't really get what you were talking about. So he was on stage with you guys.
Right. He was one of the main guests there at the Comic-Con.
We played a VIP party for Adam West last year in June. And the signal for him to come out was when we played the Batman theme. He comes out.
It wasn't the theme to one of his pornos he did.
No. That's on our next.
We don't know that music. But that was good. We got to take pictures with the Batmobile and him with the Batmobile with us. So that was fun.
That's awesome. Did they have the original Batmobile there? Or?
No,
we're not sure.
Some replica.
We think there's several replicas around.
Right.
But most of them are real running cars.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can see that on our website, correct?
Yes, you can see the video that we did with Adam West. And
check that out. Is that tsunamiasound.com?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And what else? We've played other Comic Cons, like this past spring, we played with Mickey Dolenz.
Monkeys.
Yeah. Monkeys. We played a super mega fest with
in Marlboro, Mass, at like a Best Western Plaza
with Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders, which was a dream come true.
It was great.
That's awesome.
We love,
I got to talk to him for about an hour backstage in the green room, and this is just really, really great to talk to him. What a guy!
Yeah.
But the thing about the Cantina Band is, we're at these Comic Cons and there's a lot of Star Wars fans, and we got requests to play it. So it's like, wow, we better learn this. And we did. So that's where it came about.
All right, let's check it out. Tsunami of Sound. So at Comic-Con, they just made you play that over and over and over again.
Yeah, they did. They requested us to play it. And when we recorded this, we weren't even going to use it. You know, we just did like a one-take thing just because we were learning it, and we said, well, let's record it. And we never really meant it, I think, to put on any kind of compilation or CD, because it was, you know, not really a full production of the song, just the three of us playing.
Well, you got to throw it on there, because you got those Comic-Con people behind you. I mean, they're crazy. Good job.
Thank you.
So that's how they came about, Star Wars fans.
Right on.
And please learn Cantina.
So where are you playing next, guys? What are you up to?
What do we got here? We have on September 24th, we're going to be at the Tavern at the End of the World, which is over in Charlestown, with some friends of ours called the Weisternauts. They're from Somerville.
There is a chance a week from today we're playing Fence Fest at the Fenway Gardens outdoors, but it hasn't been totally confirmed. It's free. Starts late morning, 11 to 3. We played it last year. It was a big success, but we haven't had the final confirmation about that.
Okay, stay tuned. You'll let us know, right?
Yeah. Very good. We play two or three times a year at Otto's Shrunken Head in New York City, Unsteady Freddy's Surf Shindig, and we're playing there November 5th in New York City.
Yeah, he does that the first weekend of every month.
That looks fun.
It's great. The people that come to that place really want to hear instrumental and surf music, so you've got a great crowd that really appreciates
the
music.
They're really into it.
Yeah, sort of a built-in crowd. We mentioned the Rat Beach Party, right, on October 1st at the C-Note.
In Hull.
Yep.
We got a couple of other things coming up in November. There's a place, a fairly new club in downtown Salem called Kodo, and it's Asian cuisine and sushi in a bar. We had a gig there. And 11/27, we're going to be up in Plum Island at a place called the Beach Coma, and that's on a Sunday, I think, from 4 to 7 p.m.
Another Beach Coma?
Coma.
Beach Coma. C-O-M-A.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, play on words.
Really?
And in the beginning of December, December 3rd, we're going to be at the Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington, Mass. And again, that's another Comic-Con.
Yes, with...
How many of them do they have?
They have a couple a year. At least two.
And they just pick different cities? Or?
This is one put on by people that do them here, you know, in Massachusetts.
The official name is the Northeast Comic-Con.
Oh, okay. So they are local.
Right.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And the Regent Theater. You have that?
Yeah, the Regent Theater is around Christmas time, December 8th. That's a rock and soul holiday party.
I've been to that. Yeah. Always a good time.
We don't know who's on the bill yet this year, though, do we?
No, not yet.
Well, fill us in. We get a couple months.
Right. We'll have all that information on Facebook and on our website and stuff when we know.
Right.
But that's immediately, you know, in the next few months, that's what we have coming up. And you can always find out where we're playing if you go to the homepage of our website, tsunamiasound.com. We list all the gigs on there.
Sounds awesome. All right, guys. I think we're going to wrap it up. Okay. What do you want to go out with? We'll play something from the new album, Permanent Wave.
Motor Oil, or?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Let's play Motor Oil.
Okay. Now, I know this was on Wet Sounds. Is it any different?
It's just a little bit remixed. But
okay.
It's basically the same song, yeah.
Okay. So it's the same, but better.
But better, we hope, yes.
Here we go. Thank you very, very much for coming in, guys.
We thank you.
Tsunami of
Sound, New England's favorite surf band, New England's best surf band.
Thank you.
Right here on MFO. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Hey, stick around. I think Martha Bourne is going to stop in with a song. We'll see. All right. Hey, you got a request? 855-915-9636. It's MFO. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, how's it going, buddy? Papa Joe here.
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to tell the guys from Tsunami of Sound.
They're still here.
That was awesome. Huh?
They're still here.
That's what I was hoping. That's what I wanted to let them know. Great show.
Okay. Where did you see us?
Well, I haven't seen you in at a show yet, but today, what you just did and that song that you did, that was freaking awesome, man.
Well, we've been playing off their CD, but yeah, definitely get it, Joe.
That's off the, that, I just got in the house and I caught that last song, that the one that's going all over with Comic-Con.
Right.
Right.
That's kind of crazy, man, how you said you guys just kind of put it together and weren't expecting it to take off like that.
Right. It was by request. So, you know, if we get enough requests for things, sometimes we learn them. And we had a lot of pressure on us to learn that one.
Somebody requested us to learn a surf version of the theme to Shaft. We're going to work on that.
We're going to try to do that.
We're going
to
work on that.
We're going to try to do that. We get to work some wah-wah guitar in there. That's always good.
I'd love that.
Oh, yeah. That's like what we're doing now. We call it new classic rock, and it's got a lot of that old stuff going into it. I can relate to how a song that you don't expect to do something does something. You know, it's pretty cool.
Well, Joe,
and I'm hoping to catch a show here soon, but I'm pretty busy too, so we'll see if we can catch up with you soon, I hope.
Okay, well, you can check us out on Facebook or tsunamiofsound.com and see where we're playing. And
definitely will.
Come and say hello.
Thanks, Joe, for the kind words.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, hey, guys, it was great. It was great listening to you. I only caught part of it, and then have to go to the archives later to catch the rest, but it was great talking to you.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Hey Joe, you want me to play your single here? Keep Rolling Long.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'll be seeing you pretty soon on the set for that new movie, huh?
I hope so.
Yeah, you're still in, right?
I think we finished that one up. I mean,
No, the new one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever he says, I mean, I don't know. There's some movie Joe and I are working on. Well, we worked on one, and the guy wants us in another one. But I don't think he's doing anything with that till the spring or something, Joe. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Next year, he said, yeah.
I'm in.
We'll be seeing you because, decent parts in this one.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Joe.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Here's Puppet Joe right here.
It started in an elevator. My son did his magic. Some of my tunes, I liked the sounds that I heard. It somehow struck a real deep nerve. Had to keep going long, had to keep singing my song, had to keep going long. I started playing everywhere, had to keep the music going anywhere. But sounds that I heard, it somehow struck a real deep nerve. Have to keep going on, have to keep singing my song, have to keep going on. They say that music is good for the soul, things like punk and rock and roll. That's why I had to sing my song for Marie Michelle and Brian Young. Have to keep going on, have to keep.
this is the song that was on a B-side, but I like this song very much. It kind of sums up everything we're about, the Kinks, because everybody's expecting us to do wonderful things and we mess it all up usually. This is called I'm Not Like Everybody Else.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Send her. She's happy the way she looks. She's happy with her gender.